This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. You're listening to Lerato Mbele on Power 98.7.
The Entrepreneurial Edge is proudly brought to you by Old Mutual SME Go. Visit smego.co.za or download the app from Google Play or the App Store.
And a beautiful synergy it is with Old Mutual SME Go as we talk to entrepreneurs, because actually research shows that the largest job creators in South Africa are the small and medium enterprises. So when we talk job creation and what's government doing, actually all they need to do is just create the kind of policy that allows entrepreneurs to thrive. It's true, not everybody can be an entrepreneur. We're not all risk takers, but actually that's where the consolidation of jobs is going to come through. And so today we're really happy to be talking to Bonga Maseko, the founder of Splash Coatings Africa, which retails in parts of Soweto, Garankuwa, Soshanguve, Dawn Park, and their manufacturing business is in Midrand. So they make the paints and then they retail the paints. Do you paint people's homes?
Do. That's what we're primarily known for, actually.
Painting and refurbishing people's homes.
Yes, as a painting company. We do that using our own products,
yeah.
And that's what Splash Coatings Africa basically is.
I got to tell you, in the suburbs, paint is a big issue.
Because
especially if you're living like in an estate,
yeah.
There's a sense that if your house is a little bit untidy,
yeah.
It's a reflection on the estate.
Yeah.
So then there's pressure to keep up the maintenance.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the majority of our customers are in the LSM 7 to 10. We have presence, like you said in your introduction, we've got presence in Soweto and Soshanguve, which is your LSM 5.
Yeah.
But the biggest chunk of our job comes from the suburbs,
yeah.
Whether because of status quo or, but I think also
no, because of the body corporates, the housing associations,
the body corporates,
are,
yes,
are strict.
But also an understanding of the value of your property, because that's your most expensive asset, you
yeah.
know, and maybe generalization, but this is just based on our track record that black people in general are not really accustomed to maintenance.
Really?
We don't really maintain our homes. Yeah, we wait for it to dilapidate and then we repair. So we do a lot of repairs, which is quite more expensive.
Okay.
It's about 40, 50, 60% more compared to if you're just generally
Explain
maintaining.
Explain that terminology, because today's the first time I've heard that. So maintenance is just making sure things look nice. You don't
exactly.
wait for something
you
to
You don't
to
wait
happen.
For it to die off. You just make sure that you maintain it. If you see a little bit of crack, you attend to it. If you see a little bit of paint peeling off, you attend to it.
Okay.
But generally, looking at our
okay.
customer base, we don't get a lot of customers
okay.
who generally maintain
really?
The repair, and which is quite expensive.
Okay, so yeah. it's like saying you see a little screw loose on your door, you leave it.
You leave it.
And then one day the door falls off.
And
now
then
you
call someone to come and fix the door, and then they charge you expensive, and then you say, hey, this thing is expensive. But if you had just maintained that screw, then
yeah.
it wouldn't have cost you an arm and a leg.
But to be fair, I mean, I was born in Soweto,
yeah.
and maybe it's just the era in which I was born, but
yeah.
honestly, Soweto in the 80s and 90s is high fashion, big properties,
yeah.
and look after your property. I mean,
yeah.
it's only in the Gasi where I've seen people who pave their driveways, like paved,
yeah.
and then they varnish the driveway,
yeah.
and it's shining.
Yeah,
I've not even seen that in
Saturday. You know, we come from that cultural background. I grew up in Madinyane, mm-hmm. Grew up in Madinyane and Letlhabile, so it's mostly, rural villages?
Right.
And I think probably we are the last of our generation where we used to compete on how we maintain our homes.
Right.
You know, I mean, we would even sweep the streets.
Yes.
That's how far we would take it. But we have more or less faded from that. We have moved away from that.
Oh.
I think priorities have changed. We've got a young generation that is more entertained in other avenues than
mm.
actually home maintenance.
Mm.
I mean, based on our research, six or seven out of 10 homes are overdue for repaint work.
Wow.
And this is across board. Whether you're in Soweto or you're in the suburbs, you can drive through an estate in Midstream, Blue Valley.
Yeah.
And if you actually do the counting, you'd see that 5 to 7 homes are actually due for repaint work.
Do you think it's a function? So you're speaking to a mindset and a generational shift, but could the economy be a variable? I mean, to maintain your home, you know, even if you say it's 60% more expensive to repair, but to maintain your home is pretty expensive. To do a paint job on your house, It is 40,000 rand.
And that's an average that a suburban home would pay, about 40,000 rand. But I think it's not necessarily a socioeconomic factor more than it is an attitude. I think we, like I said, that we are not accustomed to maintenance. Okay. And you look at a lot of aspects. You look at our cars to an extent, our relationship with our cars. But I think...
are you talking about? Black people are the only people I know who actually diarize the car wash on a Sunday. It's an event.
I'm giving an example with me, for instance. My car is due for service, and I haven't taken it in. And I'm still comfortable and okay with driving it, even though I know that it's due for savers. And I'm using myself as a reference.
Yeah, to say I'm not separate from
Not separate from from most of us. But if you're going to spend 7 million rand on your home, on acquiring this asset, then my take is, yes, socially and economically, we're not in a good position. And yes, painting might be an expensive exercise, but there should be a reservation for maintaining your most expensive asset that you one day hope to leave to your kids and your family as an inheritance.
That's an important thing that you're saying. You know, look after the things you value.
Look after the things that you...
As an
inheritance, the home is the biggest. You know, it's the biggest. Because we usually say that we paint houses into homes. And we make this distinction that a house is what we find the property in terms of maintenance. Right. And we leave it as a home. That's where the heart rests. That's where you go home to be with family and to say, I'm tired of work. I'm tired of this and this and that. I just want to be at home.
No, you've sold it to me. Here's the irony. Yeah. You manufacture in Midrand.
Yes.
But you sell in Garankuwa, Soshanguve, Soweto. So that's telling me something.
We have a warehouse retail factory in Midrand as well. We are on take a lot.
Okay.
With the two stores in Soweto. We had a store in Midrand previously. In fact, that was the first store that we opened. Mm. But what we realized is that the LSM in Midrand preferred to buy more efficiency than anything else. Yeah. So they don't want to go to a store and have to walk out with a lot of buckets and put in their car. They want to call you. Well, they prefer to call you, come in, assess, choose colors, and then you come and do everything. So the store was a little bit unnecessary at the time. Yeah. We decided to close it and just use our warehousing as a collection point.
But that's an interesting thing you're talking about, because trading on take a lot means that you've tapped into e-commerce.
Yes.
So you've got brick and mortar, you've got e-commerce, you've got a warehouse and factory space.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of assets you need to manage.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
So when we started,
platforms.
The platform. So when we started, for instance, I used to do the application myself. So we bought paint formulations in 2017. And by the way, I'm a politics graduate from UCT, so completely different.
Let's do a shout out to UCT. You walked in here, you didn't even show me your paint. You're like, you're a UCT graduate. I'm like, yeah, I am. Okay, shout out to UCT.
So when I started, I was a paint applicator. I used to be a reseller, would buy the paint from the IP company, and then paint people's homes. And then later on, 2019, we built a factory, and 2022, we started opening stores. Currently we are revising our business model, where we're separating the entities. Manufacturing is going to be an entity on its own, retail another entity, where we're bringing in strategic people that come from a retail background, and application will remain as a service. And this is also to create room for me to be able to run the purpose of the business or to oversee the growth of the business with other key stakeholders assisting in management of the other assets.
So you've got this whole business vertical and formulae down to pat. Let's talk about the paints themselves, because they say to the naked eye, white looks like white, but it's not. It's either ice white or arctic white or cream white or pearl white, and only an expert can see the different granularities in the paint.
Yeah.
Tell us about how you make these paints and how you get to these various shades and hues and... to make it special.
So with our colors, for instance, we've got 15 to 22 basic colors that you also find on take a lot, and they came about as it's 7 years of R&D. So these are colors that has always been standing out in the market, and it's colors that are not necessarily available on shelf spaces on traditional hardware stores. I mean, the first color that we developed is an off-white with an undertone of gray. And we developed this in, it was the first color, it's called Splash Dreams. Even today, it's still one of the most selling colors that we have. There's another color, it's almost cream white. It's called Zoe. It's one of the first most selling colors, and we developed it in 2018. So it's basically an R&D of trying to understand what the market wants and what is more stable for the market in terms of color trends. Because color is like fashion. They come and go.
They go. Okay, yeah. You've got two, what do we call them?
5 liter buckets.
Buckets. I wanted to say a tin of paint. It looks like Nola Radu. You show your age, huh? And one of them looks like it's plum.
Yes.
I don't know.
So this, let me see, Second Village.
Packaging?
Second, yeah, this is just the packaging. But Second Village is a shade of white with a yellowish undertone. It's cream. You would say cream.
So why would you put a plum cover on it?
So we've got 7 line items. Roof paint, wall paint, enamels and all of that. And all the 7 buckets come in different colors.
Right.
So this is just a description of the type of paint that is packaged in this bucket. As you see, this is black. This is our most premium.
And there's black paint in that black one.
No, there's no black. There's different colors.
That's why we're not going to come to your shop. Because I would walk in and say, there's no cream paint. Banabo black, banabo plum.
But you know what? It would be an expensive exercise, because it means that I would have to have 20 or 50 or 700 different colors of buckets to reflect the color that is inside.
I got you.
Yeah, so we just use one color in terms of the packaging, but inside there's different ranges
and
of.
And that's why the experts need to step in.
Yes,
when
that's where the
experts.
Yes. So we come to your home, we bring our different ranges of colors, and we actually paint. So we say the journey of painting a home should be pleasing. Mm. And it starts from even selecting cuttings. So we come to your home, we have a chat with you, we paint different colors on the walls until you find what speaks to you.
Okay, by now I'm sure listeners know that I do watch a lot of series. I do. I like TV. And whenever you're watching these series, somebody's going through a moment in their life and they decide to paint their house. And then they paint it themselves. Am I
lying? Yeah.
And then there's the whole scene of people painting their own homes.
Yeah.
Is that what people do in real life? Or no, you actually have to hire teams to do the job correctly.
There used to be a phase. Yes, there used to be a phase. And I think it was more DIY. It was more of an American concept, DIY, to push people towards doing things themselves. But I think at the moment it's dying out. People don't really have time.
People don't know how.
And that's why most people would rather buy our services than the product alone. Because there's a million painters out there, but there's only few painters who know how to do the work.
Okay.
And if you look at our social media pages, for instance, our Instagram account, you would see the work that we do. I mean, we've done work for people like DJ Zintle, Fontando Duma, her new salon, to the grandmother who just retired as a teacher in Soweto. But people buy the service, they buy the professionalism that comes with, and the branded experience that Splash has spent years trying to master.
Tell us about your network. So you manufacture in Midrand, you sell in these places. When you say Pretoria, what are we talking about?
Pretoria, you mean in terms of stores?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only Sosha and Harangua at the moment.
Sosha and Guve.
Jukulane, yeah. Dibrasta go Jukulane.
It's dangerous there, is it?
Ah, yeah, penta Dibrasta go Jukulane. And it's actually one of our best performing stores, Sosha and Guve. We really appreciate Jens Mako Jukulane. We have Sosha, and like I said, that we're remodeling the business. Okay. We're looking at Polokwane, Nelspruit. So exciting times
ahead. The lick of paint, new things. You know,
yes.
The lick of paint is like a haircut. It's new things, fresh start.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it represents, actually.
Biggest lesson you've learned in business as an entrepreneur?
Biggest lesson? Profit is a reward and a motivation to continue serving. You get rewarded the most for serving the best. If you serve well, you get rewarded the most.
Customers come.
Customers come first.
If you're doing up your house, you need a professional service, you just want your house to look fresh and new, Bonga Masego has the answer for you. He's the founder of Splash Coatings Africa. The factory is in Midrand. The stores are in Garankuwa, Soshanguve, Dawn Park, Soweto. You can also buy the paints online. Because you know what? A fresh lick of paint just pips the home up. It just, yeah, it makes your house look brand new.
Yes. So we say that we paint houses into homes so people can dream in color. And that's why they buy our branded experience, because right, we want you to dream in color.
That's why you went to UCT.
The Entrepreneurial Edge was proudly brought to you by Old Mutual SME Go. Visit smego.co.za or download the app from Google Play or the App Store. You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.